Note reference 3. This technique requires that the interviewer guide the interviewee towards the descriptive verbalization of the lived experience of the action, which is closely linked to the other dimensions of lived experience, namely emotions, senses and thoughts. In order to obtain this specific verbalization, the focus has to be, in the case of a recurrent activity such as a dance lesson, on a specific lived moment of the class, the choice of which is left to the interviewee. Every interview began with the same open question for each pupil. What I suggest to you, if you agree, is to take your time in allowing a moment of the dance class, which has interested you, to return. After this opening question, the pupil was left to tell the context of the moment he or she chose, until the ethnographer was sure that a specific moment had been found and that the interviewee was reliving it, displaying what Vermersch calls an embodied discourse position, Vermersch 2009. When the main point of the moment chosen by the interviewee had been reached, Kazimaju began to elucidate, which is the very purpose of the explicitation interview and which consists of bringing to light the unfolding of the action to a given degree of subtlety of the description, Vermersch 1994, 120.